It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, podcast time.
Here we go.
You said you had something.
Here we go.
What are you giving?
It's Mario, bro.
You just said the go.
Here we go.
Yahoo.
I do want to talk about something. I brought this up to you yesterday because I didn't really know. I do know my fair share about the NBA, but I didn't know anything about this portion of it.
Yeah.
The draft just recently happened. Zion Williamson, obviously the number one pick.
Yeah,
he's going to go number one, guaranteed.
Zion with Duke. He was a freshman this year. Yeah, Duke made it to the finals.
Phenomenon. Yep. The guy is just absolutely insane. So every NBA team wants this guy.
Yep.
I mean, it is. It's been 20 years since the draft has wanted somebody so badly.
Yeah.
I believe.
And he's 19 years old.
So was it the Pelicans? Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
The Pelicans won the number one draft, which was crazy because they weren't supposed to win the number one draft. I think New York Knicks were banking on it because they had the worst team in the NBA. And technically, boom, you should be able to get the first pick, but that's not how it works. It's a lottery draw. So they put the balls in the thing, boom, boom, boom. And New Orleans ended up getting the first pick. Looked like Zion Williamson got hit by a truck. You could tell right off the bat. It's like, damn it.
Yeah.
He did not want to go to the Pelicans. And he showed it. He didn't say anything like that in the interview, but it showed. You could tell. So, not knowing anything about the draft, the NBA draft, I'm thinking here to myself, I'm like, why the hell doesn't he get to pick?
Yeah.
He's the best player. Everybody wants him. He has all of the tools. He's the one playing.
But it kind of defeats the and the more I thought about this, well, then it defeats the purpose of the draft.
So that's why they have the draft.
Yeah.
And they have the – I learned this yesterday. So they have the draft. One of the biggest reasons they have it is – so L.A., money bags.
Yep.
Can't just scoop up anybody and everybody they want.
Yep.
So that, and I can understand that. I can rally around that. Because then you just have more super teams than what you got now.
So now.
But does it matter, though? Because in 4 years, he gets to pick where he wants to go.
Now, here's the other question, though, too, is if he, I mean, if a team really wants him, they could probably offer the Pelicans, a crazy amount of money and draft picks and everything. And
I don't think so, though. I think there's a lot. There's a rule there. I think. I'm not 100%. I'm pretty sure. Oh, this is what I heard yesterday from the guy I was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever his contract is, it's usually 3 or 4 years. He's got to be there for that amount of time.
Really?
Yeah. That's why Anthony Davis, number one pick. This is like his first year he can lead.
See, because like you could do the route of what? Le'Veon Bell this year and just not show up.
Just not show up.
Which is, again, the fact that people are still fans of Le'Veon Bell, dude, that pissed me off so much. And he's still getting paid. He's still going to get money.
Yeah.
For even though he voided his contract.
It's insane.
And it's like, dude, you're a piece of shit.
Yep.
Go play for your team.
Yep.
You just let down everyone there. And I'm not saying, look, if you want to go somewhere, go somewhere. But what, he didn't want to risk getting hurt, so he just didn't show up.
Didn't show up. And what does that say to other teams, too,
though? Like, exactly.
Do you want that guy?
Unfortunately, he's a hell of an athlete. That's the worst part. It's the amazing athletes that are the ones that do that stuff. Well, and this brought up, when you brought this up, it got me thinking, because I remember watching the 30 for 30 about Elway and Marino, and it was about the 83 draft. So John Elway was drafted number one overall by the Colts.
Uh-huh. I learned about this last night too. I'm gonna see if it's the same.
He didn't want to play for the Colts, a team that hadn't had success for quite some time, and he wanted a team not to select him with the first overall pick. So what he did was instead was, what was it? The Denver Broncos worked out a trade with the Colts to acquire Elway. Elway went on to win two Super Bowls.
You know how that happened? There's no way that could happen unless it's in this situation. He was getting recruited for baseball.
That's what it was, yeah. Yeah. So
it's like, hey, do you want to play football?
Yeah.
You want to see Elway play football?
Yep.
That's kind of like he's got the upper hand in that situation.
Yeah, Steinbrenner of the Yankees was ready to give Elway so he pretty much had the power move, but that's what I thought was interesting. He's like, he got drafted to the Colts. He said, I don't want to play for the Colts.
Wasn't that same ordeal for the Bears quarterback way back in the day when the 85 Bears? Who was that? I can't think of his damn name right now.
McMahon?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the same thing for him, too. Yeah. He's getting recruited. You can come on in, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How you doing? We're doing a podcast.
Oh.
Say hi.
Hi.
That's our front desk lady.
That's the wonderful Kathy. It's, just come on in. Just come on in. It's interesting because he really changed. He was the first one to say, no, I'm not. I don't want to play for the Colts. Deal with it. And if you guys don't give me what I want, I'm leaving.
Does it bother you at all, though, that he can't choose? It's just like, to me, it's like you're the talent, man.
Well,
they want you. You don't need them. I mean, I guess you need them. Kinda.
Here's the thing is that it doesn't bother me that he doesn't get to choose because then we have a draft and then but you kind of hit the nail on the head is that every rich team like the Yankees, that's why they build these powerhouse teams is because they have the money to do it and other teams can't do that. But now here's the thing is like
doesn't it happen regardless?
You're going to this team, but a team like the Pelicans be like, hey, who wants them? That's fine. We'll trade them off.
Yeah.
But you're going to pay big money. We're going to get draft picks. And then they could build a different team around him. You know what I mean?
Dude, did you see any of the videos from New York of the draft or whatever?
No,
grown men bawling.
Really?
Bawling their eyes out. Dude, New York wanted Zion badly. Badly. And the interviews that they kept interviewing people because it was so interesting of how bad New York Knicks have been for shit for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And
ever since what, Robinson?
Yeah.
Wasn't Robinson there?
Yeah.
Or Ewing?
You are Thomas, right? Isaiah Thomas? He was for the Knicks, wasn't he? No, that was the Pistons.
Yeah,
moron.
It was the Pistons. I thought
it was Ewing.
Ewing was there for a bit. Yeah.
So it's been so long, and you could just tell that New York, I mean, it did make sense because the one guy hit it on the head. He says, you know, just imagine. Zion Williamson windmilling dunks in the garden, in Madison Square. I mean, it's perfect for him. You know, but now he's going to New Orleans to the Pelicans. But dude, it's the Pelicans.
Didn't he say he's like, well, I've never been there. So.
Yeah, you could really tell. Like, yeah, I've never been, you know. He did look like he got hit by a truck.
I mean, you got to have the draft because otherwise, I mean, there has to be a picking order. You got to make sure the teams are all on an even playing field with that.
I understand that. But at the same time, doesn't it go to that regardless? After 4 years, he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah, but that's 4 years. What if he gets hurt in those 4 years? Now, granted, he can get hurt anywhere, so I guess that doesn't matter.
It's true.
But
I guess it does even teams out and makes worse.
It gives worse teams. The Browns, you know.
Browns.
If they didn't have a chance to pick up some people, do they be screwed?
Yeah.
And then you lose out on franchises. Money's gone.
That's a crazy thing that I've never thought about before. Yeah. I guess I just assumed the draft is the draft, and that's how it is, and I'm not going to question it until that the other night. I'm like, that's kind of bullshit.
I wish I knew more about it because it is – I don't see why they couldn't be like, okay, yeah, we got him. He's ours. If somebody else wants him, here's the price.
Pay for it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Let me look.
Because then potentially you could take that money and get two really, really good players.
Players during the draft.
And you know what sucks too is like RJ Barrett and some of these other guys that are getting drafted second, third, fourth. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal basketball players, but they're just getting overshadowed by Zion. It's like you got these guys right here and then you got Zion. And they're just getting overshadowed because everybody wants Zion.
It just says some teams. Each team gets one pick per round, but sometimes a team will pick more than once in a round or not at all. That is because teams can trade draft picks for players, for money, or for other draft picks.
Right.
So
the Pelicans could potentially trade their first draft pick.
Yeah, which, look, I mean, I know Zion's great and all, but if you could get a shit ton of drafts or players and money for a player and build a team of, like, get five good, really good guys for one amazing guy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Because I couldn't tell you anybody who was on the Pelicans, anybody of worth.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, that's the only one I know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even want to be on the Pelicans.
Yeah.
He literally sits on the
side. Of course, maybe he's happy now.
He was wearing, so that's another thing. So I'm pretty sure the last game that he played, or no, that he was at, he wore a shirt, said, bye, Felicia.
Davis has the unibrow.
The unibrow.
I just looked, because here's another story that was written yesterday. Davis still wants trade from Pelicans.
Oh, so he still wants to go?
Yep.
Even with Zion? Damn. I wouldn't stay regardless. Nobody there in New Orleans wants you there. So, yeah.
Yeah, they selected Davis out of Kentucky in 2012. Oh, boo-hoo, you big baby. I don't know. That bothers me. And he wore a shirt that said, bye, Felicia. Go fuck yourself.
You know?
You're paid millions of dollars.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, you're paid. Oh, well, my team's not winning. Man. I know it can be frustrating, but you're paid millions of dollars. Just step up.
Yeah, step up and grind through it, man.
Yeah.
You know, hey, listen to this, though. Potentially, if LA would have won first draft pick, because they're trying to get Anthony Davis.
Oh, really?
So you'd have Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Zion Williamson. Dude, that's big time.
And see,
but it's almost too big.
Yeah.
There's a time where you get too many stars where everybody wants the ball.
Yeah.
It's like playing basketball at the YMCA. You'll never see the ball, especially if you're a 5'10 white boy.
How dare you, sir?
Hey, you're not going to see the ball. And if you get it, you better shoot.
I don't even see playing time at the YMCA. It would be interesting because, too, you could get a guy like Zion going down there. What?
The only balls you see at the Y are in the locker room.
Ah! My favorite.
Yes.
Huh?
Hey, they're still swinging.
That's right. Swinging hard. Swing low, sweet chariot. You know, he could be there and shine if he does have to do like at least 1 year or something like that. I don't know, man. I don't know how
it's
that works.
It's a crazy situation, yeah. Man.
When are we going to get drafted, Hunter?
The only thing we're getting drafted for would probably be the Army.
Yeah.
You know?
Beer. Draft beer is the only draft I know. No, there we go.
I like it.
All right. Well, that's cool, man. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, maybe, hell, what if he brings the Pelicans up out of the gutter?
Who knows?
Just crushes it. 100 points a game.
God. It's not Kareem over here.
All right, gang. That's going to do it for this podcast. Thank you for listening. Check out WIRX.com where you found this podcast. Plus, make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right. We'll see you guys.
Later.